안녕하십니까?
Hello, everyone.
성락교회의 성락 선교센터
I am Pastor Gi-taeng Lee from Songnak Mission Center of Songnak
오늘
Church.
보신 이
Today's scripture might have felt like
중요한
it was cutting off in the
문장.
middle as you are reading, right?
마지막에 뭐라고
The sinning
물어보냐면,
question ends with the question. What should I say
신학교냐고
to them
물어보면
when they
답을
ask
하고
me
대답하지
which God had sent me to
않게
them?
그 물어보는 장면입니다. 이스라엘 민족은 그 세계
After the
대전이
end of World
이스라엘에게
War
끝난
II,
이후에
the people of
전
Israel that
세계에
were scattered
흩어져 있던
around the world
이스라엘인들이
gathered
지금
to the Palestine
팔레스타인
region.
지역으로 모여들었습니다. 그곳에는 이제 다른
That area
민족들이
was
살고
already
있는데,
occupied by other nations, but
놀랍게도 수천
incredibly,
년 전에 그
the
땅을 잃었던
Israelites
그 이스라엘
came back
민족이
to the land
다시 그곳으로
which they had
모여들어서
lost
이제
thousands of
나라를
years ago
세웠습니다.
and restored their
아주
nation.
놀라운 일이고,
It was remarkable.
다른 어떤 지역에서도 보기 힘든
Something which
그런
can
일이
hardly happen
일어났습니다.
in any other
그런데
region had
유사한
occurred.
일이
But a
지금 대략
similar
3,500년
event
전에도
took place about
일어났습니다.
3,500 years
그 이스라엘
ago,
민족이
when the people of
이집트에서
Israel were
거주하고
living
있을
in
때,
Egypt,
거기서 종노릇을
they
하고
were
있을 때에
slaves. At that
하나님께서
time,
그 모세라는
God
사람을
sent a
모셀로
man named
해서 그
Moses
이스라엘
to
사람들을
bring the people
데리고
of Israel out
팔레스타인
and lead
지역으로
them to the
나오도록 이제
Palestine
하셨습니다.
region.
그런 일이
So,
두
this
번이나
has now
벌어진 겁니다.
happened on two occasions.
방금 우리가 읽은 이 말씀 내용은
And the verse we
그때
just read
하나님께서
is what
모세라는
Moses
사람을
said
이스라엘
when
그
God was
이집트
sending him to
광야에
Egypt.
하신 말씀입니다. 모세는
Moses
그때 하나님에
had never
대해서
encountered God
만난 체험이 아직까지는 없었던
before, and it
사람인데
was the first
하나님을
time that he
처음
met God
만났는데
when God told him
이런
this.
그 일이 있게 된 겁니다. 근데 지금 저희가 하나님이라고 그 말을 하고 또 교회에 와서도
We use the
여러분은
word God,
하나님이라는 말을
and you
많이
probably
들을
hear
겁니다.
it often at
그런데
church.
사실은
However,
그 성경에 기록된 그
the
하나님이라는
capital
말은
G in God in the Bible
그리스도인들이
was
성경을
used as a
번역하면서
special term
그
when Christians
특별한
translated
언어
the
용어를 이렇게
Bible.
사용한 겁니다. 하나님이라고. 이 교회 이외에서는
The word
어디에서도
God
그 하나님이라는
is
그
used
용어를
widely all over the
사용하지
world.
않습니다. 그냥 일반 사회에서는
In
하나님이라는 말
general,
대신 어떤 말을
people
쓸까요?
use another word to represent
하느님이라고
gods
합니다.
in their
그래서
language.
내국가에도
For example,
하느님이
Koreans
보우사 그
say
뜻인데
하느님,
기독교인들은
and the Jews
이왕이면
use
우리의
a word
믿는
for
하느님은
God,
하나님
which is Elohim.
그분이시니까 세상에 신이
Do you think
많을까요?
there are many
적을까요?
gods in the world or few?
굉장히 많습니다.
There are very
이것을
many.
오히려 예수
Probably,
안
people
믿으시던
who don't
분들이
believe in
더잘
Jesus
압니다.
know this very
세상에
well.
신이 참
There are
많죠.
countless gods in the world.
과연
So,
어떤 신하고
which of
내가
them
만남을
am I
가질
going to
것이냐?
meet?
사실 그게
This
굉장히
is a very
중요합니다.
important point.
나는 신하고
Even
만남을
if
갖고 싶지
one
않아.
was
난
to say,
사람하고만
I don't
만난대.
want any encounters with a
이게
God. I
불가능합니다.
only want to meet
왜냐면
people.
신은
That is
인격이
impossible.
다
Every
다르고요.
God is
성격도
different
다르고
in personality and
성질도
nature.
다르고
Some
어떤
respect
신은
us,
우리를 존중하지만
while
어떤 신은
others
존중하지
don't.
않습니다. 그래서 사람이 신과 격리 대해서
It is
판단하는 것은
impossible for man
불가능합니다.
to live completely
어떤
isolated
신이든
from
신과
God.
접촉을 하게 돼
We
있어요.
are bound to have some contact with
그래, 이
God.
모세에게
Even the
나타난
God who
그
appeared to
하나님도
Moses was
신이
a
나타난
God.
겁니다.
A
어떤 신이
certain
나타난
God
것인지
appeared,
모세는
but
아직 그
Moses
신이 누군지
did
모르고
not
있습니다.
know which God it was.
다만 나무가 펄펄 타고 있는데 나무에 불이 붙은
He
것
simply
같은데 나무
saw a
타지
bush
않아요.
on fire, but
이상해요.
noticed the
가까이
bush
가보니까
didn't burn up.
거기서
He thought
음성이
it was strange
들려가지고
and went up close to
신발
have a
벗어라.
look.
여기는
And from the
거룩한 땅이다.
bush came
하고
a voice
신발을
that told him,
벗고
take the
그
sandals
앞에
off your
부유하는
feet.
마음으로
The
서
land on
있으니
which you are
내게
standing is
명령한
holy
겁니다.
ground. So he took off
너는
his sandals and
이스라엘의
stood there
이집트에
trembling
가서
as the voice
내
commanded
백성을
him, Go
끌고
to Egypt
가라.
and bring my people out.
그때 그 두려운 마음을 갖게 된그
Moses, who
모세가
was trembling, was
불가능인가
unsure,
하는 거죠.
and therefore asked that
당신이
God,
도대체
Who
누구길래
are
나를
you
보냅니까?
that you are sending
나는 그런
me?
신을
Even
존중한다
though I
할지라도
honor you,
저들이 이제
wouldn't the people
내 말을
speak against me
뭐라고 할거
when they hear
아닙니까?
what I say?
그들이 뭐라
Wouldn't they
하겠어요?
ask,
당신이
Who
도대체
are you
누구길래
that
우리가
we should
당신을
follow you
따라서
out of
이곳에
here?
간단 말이오?
Who
당신을
is
보낸
this
신이
God
도대체
that
누구요?
sent you?
라고 물으면
And
내가 뭐라고
what should
대답해야
I answer
되겠습니까?
them?
하고서 모세가 그 신에게 물어본 겁니다.
For us in the present time, we believe that Moses had met God. However, from Moses' standpoint at the time, he hadn't met a certain God. So when he asked, "What kind of God are you? How should I introduce you?" The God introduced himself, and what the Spirit said is very important. He said, He said, I am who I am. I am who I am. No creature in this world can exist on its own as far as we know. We also have our existence due to other things. The reason I can stand here is because there is land beneath me. I was born because I have parents. I can breathe and live because there is oxygen and so on. We cannot self-exist. However, this God introduced himself as I am who I am. And he went further saying, I am the Lord God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations. For us, the way we introduce ourselves differs depending on the context. For example, I met a little boy and he asked me, who are you? Then I may answer, I am your dad's friend. On another occasion, I may introduce myself saying, I am Pastor Gitan Lee. In a different context, I may say, I am this man's son. So each time is different. What would be the best way to introduce myself? The shorter the time you have, the more thought you needed to put in before introducing yourself, right? When Moses asked, that God answered, I am who I am. At the moment, we are not focusing on the answer from the God that spoke to Moses, but on Moses' question. Who is this God that sent you? Who is this God that you have fellowship with right now? And I would like to ask this question to all of you today. When you have thought about this, you may not have had any contact with any gods until now, or you may have had some contact with a certain god already. If you have been in contact with a certain god until now, who is that god? By coming here, you are also trying to meet a particular god. Then, when you come to church, the question you needed to be asking is, who is this God that Christians, the people in the church, believe in? Because the church is a gathering of people that worship this God. Therefore, we must not encounter just any God. Our encounter with the God is very important, but if we meet the wrong one, we will be in trouble. That is why we have to pay attention as to what God it is. I am currently reading the Chinese service, and the Chinese people who are working in Korea come and attend the service. On one Tuesday, when it was raining, a Chinese brother came to see me in my office. Usually, Chinese people work during the week, and it's not easy for them to visit on a weekday. But he came even when the rain was pouring, so I gladly welcomed him in. I asked how he was, and he said that he came because his friend had told him to come. At first, I wondered what he was talking about. I asked, why did your friend tell you to go to church? I don't know. He just told me to go to church and I came. Where is this friend of yours? Who is he? And he answered, he came with me. So I said, please tell him to come inside. And then he said, he is right next to me. Next to you? Yes, he is sitting right next to me. So the one he was referring to as a friend was a God. He was listening to the voice of a certain God, and it was communing with him. He said that when he woke up in the morning, the God told him to go to church, and that was why he came. I quickly became aware of what was going on inside. Oh, really? Are you close to this God? Are you close to this person? I just used the pronoun him at the time. Are you close to him? And he said he was. Do you like him? He said he did very much. Then I asked, why do you like him? He is of great help to me. Since when did you know him? Since I was very young. We pretty much grew up together. Oh, is that so? But why do you like him? How does he help you? When I don't know what to do, I listen to what my friend says, and everything goes well. So even today, I thought something good would happen if I listened to him and came to church. That was why he had come in the pouring rain. So I explained to him. He also knew that this was a God. I said, this God seems to have given you a lot of help until now, but that help is not going to stay with you forever. It can help you for a short time, but even that God is a created being. That God can't even look after itself. That God can't live on its own. It won't do you good if you stay close to that God. And don't you already come to church and worship a different God? You already have fellowship with the God we introduced to you. And our God does not want you to have a close relationship with another God. Out of the commandments that God gave the people of Israel through Moses, one of them said, you shall have no other gods before me. Some people misinterpret this as, there is no other God but me. And from there, they go on to think that there is no other God but God in this world. However, that is not true. There are many gods in the world. Because there are so many, God gave the commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. When I was getting married, I said to my wife, please do not let any other man into your life. And then I married her. I said that because there are so many men in this world. In the same way, there are many gods in this world, and our God said, you shall have no other gods before me. He does not want us to mingle with any other gods. This is the God we worship in our church. I said to that man, our God is the God who created heaven and earth, and only He can give you eternal life and true happiness. And the God that has been with you will ultimately make you perish. So make a decision. And while he was listening, the God that was inside him manifested. And that God began to talk, trembling in fear and crying. It revealed its identity and even said, ever since I was little, I grew up with this man. I prayed for the man, and he fell down as though he was asleep. Then when he woke up, he said, why am I here? The man had been completely dominated by this God since the morning and was brought all the way to church. He couldn't even remember how he got here. He had been moving about under the control of that God, and he didn't even realize why he was here. This God would control this man and move him, even if this man didn't want to. This God was of a completely different nature than the God our church is introducing you to. Every God is different in character, and our God truly respects your personality. He will not intrude upon your personal boundaries if you are unwilling. Parents that respect their children will not force something upon their children, no matter how good it might be for them. They are not going to forcefully put something into their mouth just because it's good for them if their children do not want it. In this way, our God also has many good things to give us, but He will never force anything upon us. That is why He asks, If we are willing, He introduces Himself to us. Otherwise, He waits. When we are willing, that's when He will offer what He has. That was the God I met. The God that all the people in our church have met is such a God. And there are many stories in the Bible of people who met the God. This is our God. If I were to introduce Him in simple words, what kind of God is He? There are many ways I can describe Him, but Moses introduced this God to Israel in this way. The God who sent me is the self-existing God. When I asked the different people in the church, how would you describe your God? Some answered, He is the God who is full of love. Others said, the same as Moses saying He is the self-existing God. Others answered in various ways, He is the God full of life. He is the God who created the universe. He is the God who created me. And we could go on like this all day. We would have to read the whole Bible to know all the ways. But since I have only 1 minute or so left, if I ask you in those 1 to 2 minutes, who is your God? What would be the most accurate and comprehensive way to answer? Sometimes we prick our finger when we have indigestion, don't we? And when we do, how many times do we prick? We have to prick it right the first time, it will be really annoying if we have to prick 4 or 5 times. We have to prick it right the first time and let the blood out. In the same way, we should be able to give a clear and satisfactory answer when asked, who is your God? And I will tell you, the God whom you must meet in our church, you've whole heart about Jesus. He came to the land of Israel 2,000 years ago and did many good works. Nevertheless, people who were considered great were filled with fury against him and asked for him to be put to death. In the end, he was tried in the Roman court and was crucified and died brutally. The man who was from Nazareth died, but it was the people that killed him. All of his water and blood was poured out when he died, but that Jesus rose again to life. On the third day after his death, people went to his tomb to find the tomb empty. Later on, Jesus, who had risen, appeared to his disciples. It was remarkable. If the Jesus had died, how did he come to life? If he died, that means he can do nothing. So there was one who raised him from the dead. He didn't come to life by himself. That means one can't do nothing. But in such a state, there was the one who had raised him to life. The God whom we believe in is the God who had raised Jesus from the dead to be resurrected. What that God promised us is, I will raise anyone who believes in Jesus, just as I raised Jesus to life. And He is the one that also promised to say, just as I have prepared every good thing for Jesus and gave Him the spiritual glory of heaven, I will grant all those things to those that believe in Jesus. The God I believe in is the God who sent Jesus, that is His beloved one, to keep His word to the end. And by doing so, He wants these good things to be given to more and more people. If there is anything good, He does not seek to have it for Himself, but wants to share it with us. He even wants those who have many be evil to Him also share in these things. He has a nature that is incomprehensible for man. This is the God whom we are serving. This God raised Jesus from the dead. He who did this 2,000 years ago is with us even now. Some gods in this world don't have a lot of time left on the earth. Some are here for a short time and they cannot be found. But this God has been at work amongst the mankind for thousands of years already. Even now, He keeps His promises. I bless you, or in Jesus' name, that you will meet this God. Also, you must not let yourself encounter just any God. If you say, I don't care who you are, but just come and help me, some random God may come and bring harm or curses upon you. That is why you must not come in contact with just any God. In Jesus' name, I bless you that truly meet the God who has been verified over 1,000 years ago, the God who has revealed all of His nature, the God who has spoken of what He does and kept His words, and the God who did not spare even His own Son, but gave us Him to show His love and save us. I bless you in Jesus' name that you may meet this God who has been comforted, acknowledged, and praised by many people. I will pray for you. God our Father, though there are many gods in this world, I thank you that we have come to meet and serve and call as our Father, the God who created all things, rules over all things as the Creator, and who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Have everyone gathered here to have this same experience. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.